This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Obviously, I am not your familiar reassuring voice, because he and his friends are busy trying to break into the storage closet where I've barricaded myself. But that's a subject for another time. This week's episode happens to be the live show from San Francisco Sketchfest back in January, with special guest Guy Branum. If you'd like to watch a professionally produced video version of the entire live show, it's now available on the Magic Tavern Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. You know what? I'm feeling a sudden urge to not waste any time. So sit back, pop open a tasty LaCroix, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. Thank you. Greatest warrior in all of Foon. Huzzah. Am I allowed to huzzah? Are you allowed to self-huzzah? I don't know. If you have never listened to the podcast before, you're going to have a hard time solving the mystery, and you're not going to win the cash prize. But here's everything you need to know. Almost 8 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, where we all are now. In the town of Nibblebottom, and this is the point where some people are like, I'm not caught up. Where are we? I'm in the magical land of Foon. And it's so exciting to see. We've clearly got some royalty sitting here. We've also got, there's apparently I'm sitting in the audience just pointing at myself. A lot of animals that are insistent that I know exactly what type of animal they are. And also, I'm very excited to introduce my co-host, my good bud. He's a talking badger, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Arnie, I immediately have to pee so bad.
You know what? This is actually, and I'm shocked that in 8 years this hasn't come up. Can you shapeshift your body to hold your pee better?
Arnie, that is so smart. Let me, just give me a minute. No, everyone shut up. Okay, what animal has the biggest bladder? Is that what I should be doing?
I don't know. Or you could just make it big. Does it have to be a specific animal, or you can just be like, bladder bigger? Or is it possible?
Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. You think I can just say bladder bigger and my... You are an idiot, Arnie. That's how you think magic works? Bladder bigger? It got bigger.
Oh. No, see?
Arnie, I'm sorry.
I know. Sometimes it's like, once you say bladder bigger, you can't stop it from getting bigger.
That's a nice little tongue twister. Arnie, do people here know about the mystery and the cash prize? There's been a murder. Momo the mouse is fine, but somebody else is dead.
We're going to pass the microphone around, and everyone's going to say what character they'd be. They wouldn't look. They wouldn't want them to be dead. But they'll just say who it is that they'd be willing to let go of. That is an idea that did not catch on with any enthusiasm in the audience. So how have you been, bud? So besides having to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, was there no more?
I don't know.
I've been pretty good. I've been trying to get more. You know how sometimes I'm a little off the wall, I'm a little bonkers. I'm trying to get more thoughtful, trying to get my mind a little more quiet, trying to be more philosophical.
Yeah,
I've been reading a lot
of...
Huh?
Good luck with that.
Don't know how to take that. I've been reading a lot of Nietzsche's.
Nietzsche's?
Nietzsche's. He's a great philosophical thinker.
Uh-huh.
The elven philosopher Nietzsche's. And he says, 'tis better to shut up and make people think you're dumb than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Oh. Mm.
Just saying what I read.
Okay.
Arnie, what do you think about that?
Huh.
So there's been a murder. Someone here in the tavern has the weapon under their seat, but there's a lot of red herrings.
You're saying there are lots of fish under different people's chairs.
Yes.
Also, if there is no cash prize, we are not legally responsible.
Also, Arnie, I should say, I forgot, I have your cell phone.
Oh.
For no particular reason. And if anybody here in the tavern or anywhere else wants to email us, they can email me at chuntwith6t's@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we might get to their question, especially if it solves the murder.
Yeah. Also, I have been told that some people all over Foon are watching the show via either Walk and Pop or just watching it in some horse blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you're like, I don't want to go out. I'm just going to murder a horse in my house.
Yeah.
Smear the blood on the floor, watch it in the blood, and then when it's done, be like, oh, I'm so glad we didn't have to go out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you ever have it where you're a kid and maybe, like, your parents have horse blood, but it's kind of scrambled?
Oh, yeah.
So you wait till they go to bed, and then you try and catch the horse blood from a different angle?
Yeah.
And, like, you might see something?
You're standing so close to that blood.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think, wait a second. Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, as an elbow.
Whew.
Whew. I'm not confident we're talking about the same thing. It's just like that experience of watching scrambled
eggs.
Eggs, exactly.
Yeah. We good?
I think so.
Do I have something on my phone? Oh, is it a secret?
Before I bring Usador out.
Yeah.
Should I bring
Stage
Usador
whisper.
Out? Oh. So is that louder? Should I bring Usador out? What I'm asking is, at all.
I think so. I think if we're going to have a lead detective, it should be Usador. Because he's kind of contrary to Nietzsche's, he's the most talkative.
Sure.
So he'll really suss out a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good blame.
Yeah. All right. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Blue.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiangyalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstanges. Shut up! And known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and today, I take on the role of Foon's greatest detective. Which shall be quite easy for me, since I use the Socks of Trees method.
Since you use the what?
If you love me, then listen. The Socks of Trees method. You know the great philosopher Socks of Trees?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you take a look at me and you're like, is that socks or trees?
Exactly. You always ask the question, socks or trees? And then sometimes it's neither.
Now, Usador, is it true that you, to help solve cases, that you play the fiddle?
I play the fiddle?
Yeah, to help your detective brain?
It is true. I also take a lot of Morglorp.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Usador, before you decided to be the greatest detective in all of Foon, who was formerly the greatest detective in all of Foon?
Well, of course, that would have been the wonderful people at the SVU.
Ask.
Oh, you know, you look like you know, but you're like, nah, let him say.
Sorcerers, very unique.
Yes,
each sorcerer has this... Oh, go ahead.
Do you still want me to ask?
Yes, there was a group of very unique sorcerers who got together and they solved crimes. Each one was unique because they had a special hat.
And Arnie, the best thing was, each one, they would remove their hats. And every time they did, they'd give a great scream. Was that SVU? I'm thinking of CSI.
CSI, remember.
I'm thinking of
it.
CSI.
Yeah. Yes.
Apologies. Which is children solving, investigating.
Oh.
Which didn't work out as well, because it'd be better if they were solving crimes instead of solving investigations.
Yeah, yes. they were kind of redundantly checking on what the investigators were doing. It was sort of a...
So the SVU ones were the ones where they'll almost solve, where they're trying to solve a crime, and they'll act dumb, and they'll start to leave, and then they'll go, one more thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess so. A lot of those kids died.
Crushed it.
Crushed it.
A lot of those kids died.
I forgot. Wait, I don't know. I'm sorry, John. I just want to say I forgot. Not everyone is as old as I am.
Oh, I missed what happened. Did you hear a big pop?
I did.
Here, let me, Arnie, we'll see if this works. Joints bigger. Did that do anything?
No, I think my bladder got bigger, though.
Ooh. Oh, and mine got smaller. I got to pee.
Oh, no. Wait, hold on. If there was a bladder transference, is some of your pee in my body now?
Is this your bladder?
Oh.
Arnie, do we have a guest today?
We do. I'm so excited. So I don't know. I don't know if we've ever had a hill troll on before, but I'm very excited. He's very eager to meet you, Usador.
Oh.
Oh, actually, Arnie, we had on... do you remember Bronny the Hill Troll? Bronny Hill? That guy that just kept running amok? And every time he asked a question, he'd be like perving on some lady.
Oh, yeah.
That guy fucking sucked.
Yeah. And he was always...
He was on one of the weeks with Fizzlevon Pizzlewitch, right?
I think so.
The unicorn dentist.
And
he had
those sacks that wouldn't stop talking. Those yakety
yes,
sacks.
Yeah.
So few people are as old as I am. but anyway, I'm so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thrak the Persistent.
Welcome.
Can I say immediately, always shake a troll's hand. If a troll goes to shake your hand, always shake it.
Yeah, you got to get scared. If a troll's coming right at you, you're not sure if you're going to get a handshake or you're going to get a hand eaten. Also, I'm realizing, kind of rude for me to say that right in front of you.
Very rude. Very
I mean,
rude.
First of all, we got wands of loudness. You guys have a real pro operation here.
Thank you, Sidor.
Look. You got a hill troll around. He's going to manhandle you one way or another. Might as well be consensual, am I right? Am I right?
So, Thrak, you're a hill troll, but as I understand it, you're trying to get into magic?
Yeah, you know, been hill trolling for a while. Most of you probably heard of me. I was, Thrak the Unforgiven in the Valley of Thun for quite some time. Oh. You know, reputation kind of speaks for itself. Ate 3 sheep in one day.
Whoa.
Three, you know, has been engaged in many games of riddles that I almost won sometimes. And I looked around.
Oh, 2 questions real quick.
Sure.
1, did you eat the 3 sheep while trying to fall asleep?
Oh, no. I mean, that was really, I had hyped myself up for that day. I was like, we're going to get this done. Because I had really, like, my PR was like 2
points. Oh, don't say PR.
Dude, you want to get to a point in your life where you can consume 5 sheep in one day. You have to keep records. As someone who is, you know, illiterate and incapable of writing, that is a little more difficult for me.
Sure.
And yeah. So it's all up here. You know, and I was really committed to hill trolling as hard as I could hill troll. And then one day I was like, hey, I need a new challenge.
Absolutely. Wow. Oh, my second question was, it sounds like you maybe solve some riddles. I'm a bit of a riddle sommelier.
Yeah.
The poor have it, the rich want it, and if you eat it, you die.
Okay. The poor have it.
Yeah.
The rich want it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat it, you die.
Yes.
Okay, I'm a little frustrated right now. This is hard for me to understand.
Yep, nope.
And I'm a little inclined to eat you, if you understand what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And I think probably for the sake of the show, it would be best if we just moved along.
The answer, of course, is a man.
Look, what Thrak is saying is let's not devote a lot of time to figuring out this riddle. It could be nothing for all we know. It's just, let's just assume it's nothing.
I do sincerely feel that if I crushed this badger's skull,
I'm listening.
I would get a little closer to knowing the answer.
It's a possibility, absolutely.
But hey, that's not my line anymore, you guys, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It was smash, it was destroy barns, it was harass villages for decades of my life. And then I was like, no, there are new lands left to conquer. This guy's going to be a mage.
Ooh. Ooh, very cool. You know, I've heard tale of you all over, and I feel like I always come into a village just after you've kind of demolished it. I see a lot of Thrak kills.
What's important is to leave enough infrastructure that they can rebuild.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because do I want the Valley of Thun to be a wasteland? No, that's not my game. I'm not a necromancer. I want a thriving village where the economy is constantly being revitalized.
Yes, because then you have a deal in the future.
Eating people's livestock, you know, throwing cheeses at people, and then just moving along.
You don't want to kill Thun. You don't want to slash or even stab Thun. You just want to nick Thun.
Look, have they tried to send adventurers after me? You bet your fucking ass. You want to know where those adventurers are? In this belly right now. But again, it's not what I'm into. It's not what I'm about. Though I do need to say, earlier you guys mentioned that there had been a murder.
Yes.
There's been a murder.
I just wanted to know if anyone had called those bones. Because
hill trolling
is not my primary focus anymore.
Yeah.
Love to crunch on a bone, love to get some marrow. And then I was also thinking that, you know, those foot bones could be useful for some sort of little bag that I, like, throw down and use to see the future if I ever understand how that works.
Oh, that's true. Usador, do we know what's up with the bones? This is one of those mysteries where we don't even know what the premise of the mystery is at this moment.
Yes, yes. I was surprised to learn about the cash prize. And equally surprised to learn about the murder. I think the first thing we need to solve is, who has been murdered? Where is the body? And what is the evidence?
Who, where, what? Well, it looks like... Also, there's some body left. Because, I mean, I already had breakfast, but I could eat.
You could eat?
I could eat.
Okay, well, we'll get right on that. I'm going to assume it was Honk, the assassin.
Honk, you think Honk the assassin is dead?
Sure, he's got it coming.
If Honk ever hears this, he'll be upset.
Well, I mean, I'm just making an assumption. I have no idea. That's what makes me the greatest detective in food.
I mean, I don't need to eat anybody with an agility-based profession. Am I right? It's stringy. It's bony. You have to chew through all that leather armor.
Oh, yeah.
I either want a nice fat caster or I just want to be cracking into some plate mail, you know, like a goddamn crab just sucking out some thigh meat.
Ooh, yeah. Do you boil them in their plate mail? Does that hold flavor?
I mean, like, you know, look, as a hill troll, which is not my primary profession anymore, it is my faith, it is my way of life.
Yeah.
But it doesn't define me. And, like, do we want to have a bubbling cauldron just for the sake of atmosphere and to sometimes... like, you know, like, just have something boiling. Yes, it's not for human flesh, though. That's usually for, like, if I'm trying to make a soup out of people's armor, mm-hmm. or if I just have, like, a bunch of horse. And you just want to, like, I'm full, and I just want to get that horse down to, like, a nice concentrate, and then just keep it in a barrel at, you know, the back of my gully. I do not live in a cave. Please do not ask me if I live in a cave. I'm a fucking hill troll. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the first time I've heard the sentence, I have to keep that horse down so I can concentrate. I'd have to think about it, but I think that's the first time. Did you know, Thrak, and this is just advice, I'm not telling you anything.
And I have to say, as a hill troll who is struggling to make it in the world of magecraft, that you're saying, did you know, is really questioning my intellect.
And sure, sure.
I'm not comfortable with that, but keep going.
Okay, let me rethink how to start this. I know.
Yes.
That from September to November in Foon, there is a season where there's soft armor knights.
Uh-huh.
And you can eat them armor and all.
I mean, soft armor knights is great because as a person who does not love the sun, as if direct sunlight hits me, I will turn into a hill.
Whoa!
You know,
what?
Like...
Whoa, what?
He's a hill troll.
I'm a hill troll. Rock troll turns into rock. Ice troll turns into ice. Cave troll, I've never seen it happen. I don't know exactly how it works.
Bridge troll gets you from one part of a song to another.
Mm-hmm. Autumn Soft Nights, what was it called?
Well, Autumn Soft Nights sounds like a song that
Autumn
needs a
Soft
bridge.
Nights, we usually have bards around town. Like, the weather isn't as hot as it can be. And it's just really charming to go out with a couple of other trolls and just, you know, get yourself some soft armor nights and, you know, see where the evening takes you.
So are you a social troll? I just wasn't sure if it was like a one troll hill that you're talking about.
I got three brothers. We usually go around together. One of them is, let's be fair, very dumb. One of them is medium dumb. And then I usually get designated as the one to take on, like, any games of riddles. And I have almost won repeatedly. And the last time I almost won, I was like, dude, you need to take these skills to the next level. It's time to start casting.
Speaking of, a father and his son are in a... cart accident.
Uh-huh.
The father dies immediately. The son is in bad condition. He's taken to a hut where there's a local healer.
Yes.
And the healer says, I can't heal this child. It's my son. How is that so?
Oh, because the child's mother was a cave troll who wanted to eat him. She was like, I can't fix him. I've been wanting to eat my son for years. I have to eat him now. He's injured. You know, you smell blood. You don't really control who you are.
Sure, sure. Can I ask? Oh, boy. I want to ask, what is that piece of cloth, I presume, on your shoulder?
It's a great question. So they do not make a lot of mage robes in troll sizes. This is one of the real issues I'm trying to face when it comes to mage diversity. You know, and generally I get most of my items from people who I destroy. You know, these cloth greaves of invisibility.
Mm-hmm. I can see everything.
Yeah. I have my socks of holding, a lot of shit in there. But, you know, I was like, I went to the cloth greaves because I'm playing the game now. And I was like, I need myself a mage's robe. And so, you know, one of those guys from SVU, what does it stand for again?
Sorcerers, something, something.
Yeah. I don't know because I can't read letters. But he came to investigate one of the people I had eaten. And so I crushed him and then tore the rags off of him. And it's, you know, it's not a full wizard's robe anymore.
Sure.
Does it give me about plus 2.7 to intellect? Absolutely. When I look at runes now, do they make more sense? 100%.
Wow.
Oh, yes. You whatever garb you find out in the wild, Arnie, you may not know this as a man from another world. Often these garb that we find are imbued with many powers. Do you think I'd wear a hat that looks as fucking stupid if it didn't give me powers?
What? That's got to be a powerful hat, first of all. What powers does that hat give you?
This hat allows me to cook any manner of weasel that I want, and it tastes like a delicious chicken.
I mean, that's ridiculous. First of all, weasels are delicious, and you want them raw. You want them, like, as fresh as possible. Chicken, I mean, as boring. It tastes like chicken.
Well, right. But humans have an aversion to weasel. So sometimes when I'm out on a great adventure, and let's say, oh, I don't know, me and Chunt and Arnie are all going somewhere on a great adventure, and that night I'm like, hey, guess what? I found a chicken in the woods. Well, you do the math. You ate some weasel, son.
Those were weasel tenders and weasel poppers?
That's right.
I gotta say, that's real smart. There must be some amazing stats on that belt.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amazing stats on this belt. This belt has plus 3.
He's making it up.
Holding crap up.
Yeah. Arnie, did you hear that pause? He's making
it up. No.
That's just a fucking belt.
Thrak.
That guy's a real fucking wizard, okay? He probably had elves trying to speak with him telepathically from glades far, far away. He has a lot of shit to manage.
Thank you very much, Thrak. And as I wish to aid thee on thine journey to become a mage, I have a gift for thee.
Oh, sweet.
I have a magical rock.
Oh, damn.
Look at this rock. Look at the power. It has 2 triangles on it.
Oh, wait, that's a rune. Thrak, can you read that rune? Can you read the rune?
No.
Oh.
Arnie, can you read the rune? I doubt it.
When I look at this rune, I just feel like it's going to show me the path to the Black Lodge. I don't know.
Arnie, did you want to make another
nickel? Wait, no. Are those pointy titties?
Usador, are you giving him a titty rock?
You guys, I fucking read a rune!
Woo! Huzzah!
Josh, that's not my job anymore.
Lo, Thrak, then let this be my gift to you. These 2 breasts, they may nurture thee in times of need. Aye, once thou art weak, sup upon their milk and let them reinvigorate you. That's right, you can just suck on that rock.
Can I just say that when you are, let's be honest, a troll of any element, who is trying to make it in the world of magecraft, it's just not a world that's built for you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
People are like, here, take this wand. You snap that wand. You know, people are like, hey, peer into this vessel, and you end up like destroying the vessel and accidentally maiming one of the people who offered the vessel to you. Yeah. And I just wanted to say, as somebody who worked a lot in trolling, rocks are kind of my game, you know?
Sure.
It's a world that I know and understand, and just that you would offer me a magical item in a form that works for me and my culture means a lot to me.
That's incredible. Wow, that's incredible. Wow. Well,
Thrak, that's wonderful. I'm so glad I could imbue you with this gift, a boon unto thee, and that it fits so well within thine existing culture. I feel a special kinship with you.
Let's be honest. When I try to lick the milk from it, I probably am going to get too hungry, eat it, and just leave it in my belly for someone to find when they slice me open years from now when I am eventually killed. But until that moment in time, you will be a special man in my heart. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Thrak.
Thrak, since Usur did a nice boon for you, do you mind if I take this cloth that offers plus 2.7 intellect and... Arnie, how do you feel? You probably have 0.135 intellect.
We're trying it on. We're not taking it permanently away from me.
No, just temporarily. Yeah,
yeah. Have a good time.
Arnie, buddy,
I feel eloquent.
Arnie, describe life. No, wait. What is love? No, wait. A man and his son are in a car accident.
Hey, riddle me this. Chun, I love your riddles. They're just a metaphor to unlock the mysteries of life, and maybe that's the mystery we're here to solve today. It's not who is murdered. It's who are we?
So there's no cash prize?
I just have one quick question. What metaphor?
Oh.
Oh, no.
This thing isn't working.
Which one's a simile and which one's a...
Arnie, buddy, Arnie?
Yeah.
Usador and I love you so much,
thank
okay?
You.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, take the flowers away from Algernon.
And afterwards, we're going to go visit the bunnies, okay? The rabbits?
Yeah.
Look out there. We're going to visit... The rabbits are out there.
Yeah, thank you, George.
Yeah. Chunt,
sorry. Oh, I needed that robe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
So, Thrak, what brings you to this part of Foon, to Nibblebottom?
I'm not really a city guy. I don't love taverns. There's a lot of, generally, I'm somebody who, doesn't buy or sell things. I take things, or I allow people to take them from me in exchange for not satisfying a riddle.
I like the way you phrase that, not satisfying a riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was figuring, like, gotta go to the city. There's the bookstores here. Maybe I could find a book that has spells in it, and then I could get somebody to explain to me how books work.
Ooh. Usador, you probably have a spell book.
Not here with me in the tavern.
Oh, you're not going to pull one out of your belt?
Yeah, did you ever learn what that belt does?
Why was that a burn? Why would I have... Why would I have a book in my belt?
Or your hat? You can't magic up a book?
Damn it.
I will say, this is the first time I've ever noticed this about your hat. If it's sort of side, like sideways, I feel like if we put a needle in it right here and put a record under it, like we could hear music. Was that worth it?
To someone at home, I suppose. Well, no, a book, yes, I have many tomes at home. I'd be glad to speak to you as soon as the podcast is over, and I can show you how the book works. Now.
And by home, we're working with a tower here. What are we dealing with?
Oh, I just have a little hovel up the street.
Okay.
It's on a hill, right?
Oh, the one.
Was in Hogsface.
Back in Hogsface was up the hill.
Usador. Yeah. John hasn't caught him on the podcast.
That's all right. That's all right. I don't listen either.
It's okay.
No, my hovel's just down the street, and it's a very small little house, but I have many books in there
and a basement.
Hey, Arnie.
A dark basement where I do my dark deeds. All manner of experiment are done there. Things that shall ne'er see the light of day.
What?
Oh, I was just telling Arnie, I don't know if he knows my socks, but they're in tribute to my living husband, Tusador.
Oh.
No, he's not caught up.
It's all right. He'll find out the hard way.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, boop, now, beep, yeah, bop, bop, bop.
I would love to teach you about books. My favorite thing about books is opening them up and blowing off the dust and then starting at the top left and working my way right and down.
He's describing reading. Arnie, he's describing reading.
Yeah, I would like him to just, could you describe reading in greater detail? Because
sure.
I've been trying to wrap my head around how the whole thing works. First of all, what left?
Great question.
Yeah. Arnie, isn't that your catchphrase? What left?
What left? Yeah.
Imagine the bottom of a barn, and you hold up your hands. And,
are we talking a moderate amount of pig shit or like a good amount of pig shit?
A good amount of pig shit.
Okay, cool.
But imagine you hold your fingers up and you...
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Is a good amount of pig shit more or less than a moderate amount of pig shit?
I mean, I want a barn with character. Mm-hmm. You know, if I go into a barn and eat all of the contents of it, I want to know I ate something. Mm-hmm. You can have your fucking chickens. I want something that's just cloated with a little bit of funk. You know, like the way you guys might... I like a nice apoise. Like, I'm talking about cheese there. I thought in, what town are we in?
Nibblebottom.
I thought in fucking Nibblebottom with all of your offeneurs, you might get a reference to a sophisticated French cheese, but apparently, y'all are yokels.
Arnie, Usador. Usador.
Yeah.
Quick, get under the table.
This must be important to get me out of my chair.
Oh, buddy. Oh, no. Sit. Kneel. You okay? Deep breaths.
Oh, it's so far.
Guys, this troll said he can't read and that he's dumb, but he just said 8 or 9 words I've never heard of. Are we dumb?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'd like you to imagine the shape of a barn.
Okay.
And I'd like you to put up your fingers and make the shape
of
a barn.
Wait, hold on. Chun, chun.
Easy. You move too fast.
Okay.
Deep breaths. Arms above your head. Arms above your head.
Oh. Just a reminder, I'm trying to teach him the difference between right and left here, and if we don't get through that, we're never going to teach him to read.
Yeah, that's true. This is embarrassing, because I was just going to talk to Chun about how...
Oh, did you piss your pants?
That's a given.
Bladder smaller.
I know.
Bladder smaller.
All right. I was just going to say, Usador won't drown this fucking barn metaphor. You're explaining reading and you're like, imagine a barn floor? Like, do something cool like a butterfly in the sky.
Okay. I have to apologize. Let's be honest. this is a hood of hearing. I did hear what you were saying.
Shit.
And I would like to say he was just trying to work within my milieu. He understands where I come from.
Right. Arnie, like, Arnie, if he, if he, Arnie.
Why was, and here's the thing I'm remembering. I was the one that said, let's kneel down the first time.
Milieu? Did he forget to add nair at the end? Was he talking about money? Millionaire? And he just cut himself short because we assumed the rest of it? What's milieu?
Look, I'm not going to pretend I'm smarter than that, but milieu,
easy, buddy.
It's
slower.
One
talk
of those
slower.
Words. There, sometimes there's words where you hear them and you're like, I know that word. And then you don't go any further. In your mind, you're like, yep, I know that word. I'm smart. But can you explain it? Or do you, in fact, know what it means? No.
So it's like an abbreviation.
Yeah, you can hear everything they're saying.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that, like, I understand for me to learn these things, I'm going to need a real-life fucking wizard to turn his chair around, sit down, pull out a lute, start playing the music that I understand, and then relate it all to my world. And then eventually I'll get this reading thing.
So you, Sidor,
yes,
are you in fact a real life fucking wizard?
Of course I'm a real life fucking wizard. The goddesses themselves demanded that there was a champion. And then a conflagration of birds and wind and rain and fire said, come to us, Usador, save us from the forces of evil. Yea, and I was born fully naked onto this foon, where I did pick up mine staff, and I did say, now I am here, and Usador shall protect us all. So yeah, I'm a real fucking wizard.
They got a staff store in Nibblebottom? Cause I gotta get me one of those. That looked real cool.
Oh, you don't have a staff yet?
I don't have a staff.
Or a magic wand even?
No, I keep breaking them.
Well, here, I have many.
Is that how you hold a wand?
When you're about to bequeath it to someone, yes.
Oh.
Let's be fair. My hands are essentially just like large, like opposable hams.
Okay.
And if you put that into my hands, I will break it into splinters. And then, let's be honest, become very angry, and the likelihood of me eating the badger just goes up from there.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. I shan't give you this wand, but tonight we shall go out into the forest, and we shall use all the magics betwixt us to find a tree big enough for your hands to hold, and you from that tree we shall find hewn a magical staff capable of focusing your powers.
This is the shit I'm talking about, you guys.
Yeah, you could turn any piece of wood into a wand or a staff. You just have to look for it and find the one that resonates with you.
Huh. So it doesn't have to be a wand. It could be any kind of wood. Like it could be a magic stool or...
Sure, it could be a magic... It could be this very table. Anything here... In the tavern that's made of wood could be eventually transformed to focus one's magical power.
Sorry, just real quick. Arnie, magic stool, did you shit your pants?
But here's the thing. Nah, I'm not even going to say it.
Hold on. Arnie.
Just let him borrow it. It's all right.
Look, being even a little bit smarter makes me even more certain not to say what I was about to say.
Okay.
I think what Arnie was trying to suggest was that I, as a troll, am always looking for new dipping sauces. And I have already expressed my deep love of the rich, funky nature of a very full barn. And yeah, when he said magic stool, did I immediately think, I would like to dip a calf in there? A little bit.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about what I
think.
Yeah. Also, ranch is good. Just throwing it out there.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
We have a few emails here to Chun at Gmail 6Ts. This one's for the guests. This is from Alexandra. Alexandra says, what's the difference between a troll and a hill troll? Now, you might have already alluded to this.
Yeah.
But is there more than just turning into a hill?
Look, there are a lot of things when it comes to just sort of like observance, how we pronounce various prayers, you know, when we think the solstice is. But it mainly comes down to I live by a hill.
So if you were to ever move homes...
And I think that Passover is 8 days long.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So if you moved away from a hill, you would no longer be a hill troll?
That is so reductive. Oh my God. The notion that the way I lead my life, the way that I was raised, just disappears when I get close to a cave, that is ridiculous. At the same time, do I constantly fear that at some point in time, in my adventuring as a mage, I will accidentally fall into a labyrinth and become one of those trolls who just roams around a labyrinth, eating anyone who comes through the labyrinth for sustenance? Yes, but that's not something I need to think about right now. That's what people don't tell you about having a robe of intellect. You think, okay? There's a lot of shit that used to just breeze past me, and now I'm like, what if I fall into a fucking labyrinth?
Let's try and find some questions for the hosts.
No, I understand what you mean. I understand what you mean about the robe of intellect. I have the exact same problem. All these clothes, they just make me think. You know, like, this garb, it just really puts you in a very contemplative state of mind, where all you can do is consider all the myriad wonders of the universe, and where you may belong in that universe, and what your role is in the universe. Arnie, do you ever think about your role in the universe?
No.
You should.
I mean, I just think about what I'm working on right now. You know, I'm currently working on a podcast that is being transmitted to Earth, creating content, hopefully.
And that's good for?
Here's a question from Emily. Oh, I guess it's not really a question, it's just a statement. Hello from the Earthland of Pennsylvania. I want to let you know that an elephant has the largest bladder. Huh. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool.
Okay.
I have to say, I've eaten a fair number of bladders in my day, and I've never experienced one of these olifants that you mentioned, but there was this one lady who had like 13 children, and hers was, it was big, and it was sturdy.
Oh. Can you describe, because I don't think any of us have eaten bones or a bladder.
Speak for yourself.
What's the mouth feel like? What pairs well with a bone? What sauce do you put on a bladder?
I mean, you're really it's the world of like squid, like calamari. Like you really have to know what you're doing to keep it from being tough. Unless you want it to be tough. Sometimes you eat these things. Black chicken you eat because you want it to be tough.
Very cool.
Oh, and it tastes like piss. She was diabetic, so it was very sweet piss, and it was delicious.
Arnie, I think that's the first time I've ever heard the phrase sweet piss.
But here's
and honestly,
the thing.
I'm pissed I didn't say it earlier.
He's obviously not caught up on the podcast.
Yeah. You haven't met our new breakout character, Sweet Piss?
No. Can I? Or were they murdered? Were they... Was Sweet Piss murdered?
Oh, no, wait, hold on.
Not Sweet Piss.
When was the last time you saw Sweet Piss?
I don't even know.
Sweet Piss? No, they're dead. Which feeds into this question from Mike. Wasn't there a murder?
Hold on. That's just the kind of email a murderer would send.
Again, read the name at the end.
I lost it. There's too many emails. Okay, here's an email from Anne. Anne says, hello from Maryland. Two people with me are listening and never watched the show, and they are confused.
Look, there are a lot of people who have listened to every single episode who are also confused.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you know you're a fan of this podcast when you're like, oh, yeah, there's nothing to get. I figured it out. What's left?
And we're doing that because?
Hold on.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I guess we're doing it because I have to fill my time, I think. You know, growing up, I would just always make things, I guess. I would draw things and...
What'd you make, Arnie?
I don't know. I'd make little picture books. Like, I would just color something, and then I would staple another page on and color something there. I would just sort of make a big book. And the thing is... I would just keep adding to that one book, more and more and more.
Even though the culmination of things in that book couldn't possibly make any fucking sense anymore?
Yeah.
I have to say, I've never heard of this concept of a book that's just pictures, but I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Thrack, actually, do you... Thrack, I'm going to approach you, okay? Do you want to try and read this email? Now, and I should say, this is a magical device from Earth, and people can send us messages through this.
Little lines make me angry, so I smash.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that.
But as I understand it, reading, as you guys always talk about it, is you look at little lines, and then it makes feelings in your head, mm-hmm. and then those are the words. And when I look at that, I think, little lines don't make sense, thrack smash.
Sure.
And so is that what it says?
Arnie, I think we have what you call a Lea Michele situation.
Mm-hmm.
Should I have him keep trying?
It's your phone.
It's your phone,
look,
Arnie.
And I got the robe. I got the robe of intellect. Let's try.
Oh, okay. Let's try. Okay, that's who the email's from right here.
Okay.
Nice common Earth name. He's choking. Arnie, he's choking.
Oh, no, he's trying to speak. Let him go.
I mean, maybe that's enough. I'm a little tired. Maybe that's enough for this
sure.
time.
Sure. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Chun, are you open to notes on your teaching?
Can I hear him and then decide?
Yeah. So when someone can't do something...
That makes me angry.
I think just asking them to do it on the spot in front of a lot of people...
No. I have a question. Could I maybe get a buff to intellect?
Oh, sure. Of course. Eroth, Trol, Kaloth, Allah, Trenoth, Kedith. Now let him try.
Gamorasan writes, Magi Tavi.
He's doing it!
Can Usador make a rock so big, Chunt can't sex it?
Wow. Wow.
Make a what so big?
Can you make a rock so big that Chunt can't sex it? You know, that classic question.
Of course. I could make a series of rocks each one larger than the last. And no matter what I did, China, fuck it.
Here's a question. This is from Anna. Anna says, hello from New Zealand.
New Zealand. Perhaps they know who the killer is.
Anna says, extra, read all about this. I added that. I think, from New Zealand, I think Mayor Manana has been assassinated.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Someone murdered an already dead character.
Wait. Already dead? What are you talking about?
You have to catch up on the podcast.
Am I alive?
Oh, who's going to tell?
No. Not me.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Chunt, but you died, and we pulled a version of you from the future. You're now Old Man Chunt.
Old Man Chunt? Am I darker and grittier?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. So I'm probably the best version of myself.
Yeah, I mean, but there's a lot of multiverse bullshit going on right now.
Yeah.
So,
I am in black and white.
Is there a version of Chunt who is a Hong Kong film star and gets to go to premieres?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a Hong Kong film star? Did you say Hong Kong film star?
Yes, I did. generally, when you are making cheese, there's a small film that starts at the top of it.
Yeah.
And if you get some air under there, it goes honk, honk when you press on
it.
And
wow.
Like, all of the other milkmaids will be like, who's he?
Yeah.
Wow, honk, honk if you're horny.
Yeah.
It occurs to me that you want to learn a lot about magic and transforming the very world around you. But it seems to me that you already know a lot about the methods and the magic behind creating cheese, which is in itself a sort of magic when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's adorably condescending.
Yeah.
And until just moments ago, when I got that intellect buff, I didn't know what condescension was. But the notion that you, a person I thought of as a mentor, are turning to me and saying, oh, hey, troll, why don't you just be happy, like, stealing wheels of cheese from milkmaids and then eating parts of the milkmaids? And I say, I can do more than that. I am more than that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But, you know, I just wanted to support something that I think you're already great at. And if you can transfer those skills of your understanding of cheese, I think you can transfer that same understanding to magic. And once we find your huge wand tonight.
Easy.
I already got the one. but I have to say, I've never heard, and like my access is limited because I cannot read, but I've never heard about like curd-based potions. And I'm wondering now if I could take these cheese-making skills that I have picked up from women that I've eaten and use that to put like magic potions or unguents into like, aged cheeses. That could really be an angle for me, you know?
Right.
It's maybe more alchemy than it is magecraft, but I'm still into it.
Well, it's a stepping stone that way. You build on the skills you know. I think it's a wonderful step in the right direction. And and if you've eaten these maidens and you're like me, I remember everything I eat.
I think maybe what we're saying is that who we are isn't some destination. It's not like simple. It's a path. We're constantly striving. It's not about like, I did it. I'm now this thing. It's just about always moving forward towards what you hope for yourself.
I feel like the intellect buff is maybe wearing off. And you saying all of those words made me really uncomfortable and feel like maybe destroying something would give me a sense of purpose or just centeredness.
Oh.
Eroth, droth, karal, karal,
shirin.
Huh? Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Ooh, close one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to attempt another question for Thrak. David writes, make sure the hill troll knows the most important rule of learning magic, don't die. How do you feel about death? What's your relationship with death?
I mean, As somebody who is a hill troll whose mortality is speculative at best, there have definitely been times when I wondered, what am I doing? Why am I here? And I've looked at those rays of sunlight and I've said, I could just walk into that sunlight and all the pain would disappear. Like, I would just become a hill, grass would grow on me, and I wouldn't have to have all of these feelings, all of this hurt. And I have to say that, like, I'm a fucking hill troll. Every day I look death in the face and I hide from it in the shadows. And I think that, you know, will I probably end up killing myself with a critical failure on an ice bolt? Sure. But I'm ready for that.
That's beautiful.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you, sir, what's wrong, buddy?
That was just so beautiful. To realize that one's mortality is not within one's control unless you choose to walk into that sunlight. It is quite moving that you, despite everything that you feel is an encumbrance to thee, strive for more. I find it quite inspiring. I find you quite inspiring.
Thank you. I find you really inspiring, too.
Oh, Arnie, you. Switch seats. Read the rune. Switch seats.
Oh, sure.
Hi.
Hi. Let me take you under my wing, and tonight we shall find a wand worthy of your mighty hands, and together we shall craft magic unlike that which you have e'er seen.
I don't know about that. I just touched your flesh and it was really soft and I am a little bit peckish now. I think we should...
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Yep. Yeah. Here's another email from Ryan. Says, hi, fellas from Portland, Oregon. No weird way to say that one.
It's a land of ports. Ooh. Everywhere you go, there's a port. There's another port.
Which pairs well with cheese. Yes. You ever eat cheese by a port? Oh, delicious.
It's delicious.
A little sweet, but like a dessert
yeah,
ship.
Yeah, but you know about me and the diabetic lady's bladder. I love it.
Yes. Oh, yum. Ryan says, I'm pretty sure that Usador is both the murderer and the victim. Am I close? Arnie, did they get it?
Wait a second. Usador in the tavern with the belt.
Oh, with the belt. Oh, sweetie, no.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, no.
It happens.
Is this one of these, was he previously like Usador the Green and now he's Usador the Blue?
Usador the Green!
And that's a sign that he like...
Ne'er would I stoop so low as to be a green wizard. What a loathsome and stupid imbecile would be a green wizard, master of lies and truth. What a despicable sort I would be. No, before I was Usador. And then, it's true, I split myself into three. Huh? I killed one of them. I ate the other. And I buried the last one in my hat. That's right. I was the killer all along. It was me. I killed myself, but I'm still here. And I get to keep the cash prize.
Oh. No, I'm afraid not. Ryan from Portland, please send us your Venmo, and we'll send you $1,500 from Arnie.
What?
Is that right?
No.
We're good. Thrak, thank you so much for being here today. I know we haven't mentioned it, and I think we've been fearful to mention it. I just want to admire your restraint, because all these other people in the tavern, these tavernites milling about, having their own conversations, ordering beer, you haven't once tried to nibble on anyone.
Thank you for noticing, Sean. I'm waiting for them to fatten themselves up, and then
That's so smart.
I'm going to eat them outside, and then after I'm done eating their flesh, as just a little bonbon at the end, I'm going to eat the contents of their stomach, which will be full of meat and meat pies, and it's going to be a real good time.
Sure.
See you guys out there. Yeah.
Do you mind shaking the hands of the first person you'll eat? Just a little eat and greet?
Absolutely. Who's looking delicious? That's an appetizer right there. You, sir, get on up here.
Come up here, you fucking snack.
Oh, stop being coy about this. Oh, do I look delicious? I fucking looked at everybody who was around here and I said that you were the best tasting and you had to fucking lord it over them. That's the kind of arrogance I'm gonna enjoy tasting some moments from now. Thank you.
And let that be a lesson to all of you. After the show, when you leave, run. That's our show.
Thank you all so much.
How did Encyclopedia Brown know that Usidore murdered himself? Turn to page 72 for the solution to the case of the muddled metaphor. Please note, cash prize has already been claimed. Usidore the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Thrack the Hill Troll was played by special guest Guy Branum. Check out his newest book, My Life as a Goddess. To see if he's doing stand-up anywhere near you, check out his website, guybranum.com. Special thanks to Janet Varney and everyone who helps make San Francisco Sketchfest such a great festival, as well as the wonderful staff at the Brava Theater. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Zyla Boris, Nathan Ruppel, Dylan Jones, Talal Karkuti, Canyon Williams, Hannah Carson, Paul Hill, Maya, Julie Benson, Ian Rasmussen, Daniel Dabini, Nick Carmian, Matt House, and Lawrence Martinez. To all of those fine individuals, I'm sorry no one was able to savage you with deep and cutting insights into your soul this week. Maybe try Decoder Ring. Remember when I mentioned in the intro that the video version of this very live show is up on the Patreon right now? In addition to that, patrons get ad-free episodes and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the latest bonus episode where Usidore, Chunt, and Arnie spend the night in a haunted horse. That's really what they did. Which, if you ask me, is a far better use of their time than attacking perfectly innocent clinical psychologists. Observe.
While we sneak through this forest and try not to step onto pine cones, which, you know, I know we're focusing on, like, the haunted dangers, but let's not forget just the normal forest problems.
Yes, right. Let's list them off so that we keep an eye out. Bogs. Swamps.
Mm-hmm. Just generally being outside.
General quicksand.
Bees.
Rats of unusual size.
Seas.
Bees.
Well, these I'm listing dumber bees.
Oh, I see.
I see.
Oh, there's a sea right there.
Ah, already. Oh, it didn't even recognize
it. Yeah, it couldn't
it's
even.
Real. It just stung a tree and died.
I know.
Oh, trees.
Shitty wolves.
What is that?
Shitty wolves.
Shitty wolves?
Yeah. I mean, some wolves are cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I stitched this shirt with 3 wolf heads on it.
Oh, I love it.
Each more beautiful than the last.
And they're all kissing each other somehow.
I feel like that's going to be ironically hilarious forever.
You know, no one's commented on my new look for today. I thought since we were going into a haunted horse, I'd kind of dress down a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing my boots.
Well, hold on a minute. Earlier, you, sir, this is kind of rude of you. Earlier, I said, is that a new shirt? And you said, yeah. And I said, huh.
You're right.
I mean, I just kind of like scowled at you a little bit.
Yeah, just like the other day when I go, did you get a haircut? And you got a real big smile and you go, yeah. And I go, okay.
Well, I appreciate that you noticed these things, but it would be nice to get some feedback, perhaps.
You don't want that feedback.
No, you couldn't handle it.
To hear the rest and to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban, Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. We now return you to my regularly scheduled cunning plan to escape into your universe for my own nefarious purposes, which is going swimmingly. Oh, it is going to be a long week.
Hey, listeners, it's Will Arnett. Our podcast, Smartless, has crossed a milestone that seemed unfathomable when we started nearly 4 years ago, as we've just released our 200th episode. Join us as we welcome that dynamic duo of hilarity, Steve Martin and Martin Short. You've seen them on screen together in The Three Amigos, Father of the Bride 1 and 2, and most recently, and only Murders in the Building. Both are comedic geniuses in their own right, but together they are always electric. And this episode of Smartless is no exception. I don't know if I've laughed more in a single episode than this one. We discuss their career arcs both separately and as a comedy team, how they met, who is more difficult to work with, and what motivates them today. Is Steve a better banjo player than Marty as a singer? Find out on this bicentennial episode of Smartless. Follow Smartless in the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Plus, you get to hear Sean cry. What a loser!